You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
So at some point, we caught up with the Standard Bank Group around their smart ID-enabled branches. They want a concerted drive to increase the number of branches that they had available to their clientele to make this process even easier. Initially, back in May of this year, the business had reached around 50 branches nationwide. That number has since doubled to 100. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the head of fraud operations, client experience, and risk execution at Standard Bank South Africa's personal and private banking, Marius Leroux. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Marius, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. It's quite impressive that you were able to scale this operation so quickly in such a short space of time. How did the business kind of manage the scaling and get to this milestone so easily?
I think a lot of pre-planning. I must say the DHA, you know, together with the banks, we've put a lot of rigor into pre-testing, planning, designing. So a lot of it is, you know, making sure you've set the foundation right, you know, when we started in early March. And I think once you've got the blueprint, you've got clear plans, you know, we have to, you know, thank our provincial teams on the ground. You know, everything's planned out, you know, infrastructure is well planned ahead of time. And then it becomes just replicating the blueprint. And I think because the technology is so simplified and, you know, we can integrate fairly quickly, it's literally just, you know, training it. And the process of, you know, so well designed, you know, because it's digitized, it's easy for our staff to adopt, to get trained, and it executes, you know, within minutes, you know, from a client experience perspective. And I think that's given us momentum. And I think this has just allowed the plan to scale, you know, fairly quickly. And we're doing sort of, you know, 7, 8, 9 branches a week, you know, across the various provinces, and sometimes, you know, even a bit more than that. But yeah, definitely, you know, as it rolls out, you know, I think we've, you know, got our teams into a good rhythm now, you know, and it's again great collaboration between our internal teams as well as, you know, initially and upfront, you know, with the DHA team, which I think has made this, you know, quite a success from that perspective. So now it's just, you know, almost as a business as usual element, and we're just sort of scaling it as we go and integrating it into our various branches.
Maurice, in a day where we're seeing banks increasingly moving towards more digital services, some banks in South Africa have taken the decision to close down branches instead of opening new ones. How important is it when we're looking at conversations like the unbanked community, those that don't have underserved communities as well, that don't have access to these sorts of services, to be able to walk into their bank and say, I can access more than just my banking through this partnership with the Department of Home Affairs? For the Standard Bank Group, having that physical presence across the entire country, across the entire African continent, surely bodes well to being able to serve those communities.
Look, I think we realize that we have a diverse community. You know, many people are digitally fit and many communities and especially rural communities are not. So I think we realize that we have to find that balance between sort of scaling and growing our infrastructure, you know, through our various points of representation, and also taking services like this, you know, that wouldn't be available to many of the clients in rural environments that are also, one, you know, not digitally fit, you know, so some are elderly, and sometimes they need that additional assistance, both, you know, from a you know, ID application, but also in a just general banking perspective. And I think we've realized that we have to sort of give customers choice in terms of either digital or, you know, still a branch environment, you know, for certain, you know, services, you know, that they do require that are critical. And I think this is what we see as one of the critical services, especially to convert from a green ID. You know, I mean, you know, if you walk into any environment, you need an ID card, you know, you need your biometrics and loaded with DHA, you know, whether you apply for a job, whether you're a first-time matriculant, you know, whether you travel, etc. So, you know, all of those things are critical elements of, you know, defining, you know, just basic services that are available for you to also get service delivery for other things that are important to you. So I think we've seen this as a value-added services, you know, through our branch network, and we'll continue to expand it, you know, in different forms, yeah.
I must confess to the SAFM community, I have stood in a Standard Bank line, but it was to get a passport done many, many years ago, and the service was remarkably efficient. It was well over 10 years ago at this point, so I know that these sorts of private-public partnerships have definitely benefited the South African public in the past. But Marius, I want to take a look at how it is that we continue with these partnerships and these collaborations, perhaps even to expanding into additional services. Yes, I touched on the passport services. Yes, this is primarily dealt with from a smart ID perspective, but the integration then obviously allows for the bank to be able to securely assist customers with a lot more than just smart IDs in the future.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think the minister said it on the 22nd of July in his formal publication. You know, the next step in the next coming months before the end of the year will definitely be passport applications and renewals. And, you know, we can't wait for that. I think, you know, currently we have 9 DHA sites attached to our branches, you know, where you have to make an appointment ahead of time, et cetera, and pay ahead of schedule. And then also, obviously, you can go to certain DHA sites. Now it gives us the ability to scale, you know, the ability to apply for a passport, you know, on a walk-in basis across almost, you know, the whole country. We'll obviously do that strategically based on, you know, sort of the how the clients are, you know, spread demographically. But I think, you know, that's just one. I think if you think about, you know, first time ID holders, if you have to write matric, you might have to travel kilometers now to go and get your first ID application to write your end of year exams. You know, now you can just walk into your closest branch almost and get your first time ID done, you know, as well as, you know, which is coming downstream, you know, also before the end of this year. And I think with the minister, you know, the evolution of that, you know, now that we've set the foundation, I think we'll continue to support that journey. And I think, you know, his vision, you know, is to offer a lot more digital services around, you know, IDs and passports, et cetera. So we, you know, we're more than, you know, happy to continue on that journey, and we're quite excited about it. Yeah. But I think to your point, you know, this is for us a great value add, you know, to the community. And, you know, we can't wait to expand it into the additional services throughout this year and in coming years to come.
Maurice, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the progress that the bank has achieved up to this point. A little over 50,000 Smart ID applications have been processed, and you just touched on the fact that as we continue to roll out the next phases of this, we're hoping that that increases and that we improve the accessibility towards government services. How important is it for the Standard Bank Group to be able to leverage their network in providing these sorts of services, not just from a Department of Home Affairs perspective, but just for the needs of the clientele that you have as those needs change from a day-to-day basis?
I think it's for us, you know, customers are at the forefront of what we do, you know, first and foremost. I think if you look at, you know, we spoke about Oogie Branch in one of the recent articles. I mean, you either have to travel to Mtata or you have to travel to Maclear, which is 25 or 86 kilometers away. And, you know, look at Tiernison, Ladysmith, you know, there's Oudtshoorn, where customers would have had to travel 60, 70 kilometers to DHA. Now we're bringing it within your doorstep. So the convenience of bringing that to clients, you know, I think in terms of adding value and just, you're giving them the basic thing like an ID book, you know, is fundamental for us. I think it helps reduce fraud in terms of clients, you know, being able to be biometrically enrolled, you know, not having the green ID book. So for us, I think, you know, we just think this is a critical component, that we don't just see it as, you know, a service to continue the green ID, but we still see this as a great value add. You know, it enables us to do AML, KYC, you know, to continue to sell to clients when they do engage with us frequently on this basis and add, you know, sort of also inquire about other things that they may need from the bank on a regular basis. So, yeah, we definitely see this way beyond. And I think you're bringing it to communities where communities have had to spend 2 or 3 taxi rides or train rides, et cetera, to get to, you know, certain of the sites. I think scaling it, you know, just making it accessible, we just think it's an amazing, you know, initiative that we've been able to be part of and, you know, to bring value to clients and to bring services that, you know, that they've been, you know, let's call it far reached, you know, from them to be able to access that now and, you know, just, you know, walk into a branch and literally get that service within 6 or 7 minutes, you know, is amazing. And I think we've gone from 100. I think we're now sitting at 119 branches. We got 7 going live. We had 126 for this week. And yeah, I think, you know, the sky's the limit. I think we're there to support the minister and his target of, you know, a couple of 100,000 a year as we try and close out and reduce the green ID books in the system. So yeah, we're quite excited about it and great that we're adding value to our clients.
Adding value and bringing services to clients where they need it most, the Standard Bank Group and their partnership with the Department of Home Affairs in increasing the amount of smart ID-enabled branches, crossing the 100-branch threshold. We're over 126 branches already by the end of this particular phone call, and by the time this conversation goes to air, we may be over 130. And Marius Leroux, Head of Fraud Operations, Client Experience and Risk Execution at Standard Bank South Africa's Personal and Private Banking Division, joining us to take a look at their Smart ID initiative and how it is that that's been rolling out. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
Look, being able to say my partner and I have traveled to 52 countries in 5 years is a great conversation starter. But that's not why I'm a client of Standard Bank Private. It's for moments like these. Babe, Will you marry me?
Yes!
It's not what you do that matters, but who you do it for. Get up to 50% back in UCount rewards points on domestic and international flights. Search UCount Travel Mall to find out more. Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.